You're listening to Rhema for Today.
Paul said, avoid those that are causing divisions and teaching doctrines contrary to those which you have learned. That means, and he said in another place, he said, if I or somebody else come teaching doctrines contrary to which I have already taught you, count it for nothing.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Tomorrow is the last day. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagen with his teaching, Love, Faith's Firm Foundation.
Galatians 5:6 says, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Proverbs 10:12 says, love covereth all sin. 1 Peter 4:8 says, charity or love shall cover a multitude of sin. Put these two scriptures together and you got love covers all sin even when there is a multitude of them. It's love that takes care of the sin problem. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. For what? To cover our sins. Because it's through that blood that is applied, that covers those sins and washes them away. It not only just covers them, but it washes them away. Now, many people are saying today, you know, we got all kinds of teachings going on. And I just wish that many people would just be as smart as the Roman church was, and do what Paul told the Roman church to do in Romans 16, chapter 16, verse 17. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them. In other words, note those which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrines which you have learned, and avoid them. It just says, note who they are and don't have anything to do with them. Don't go to their services. Don't talk about them. Don't read their books. Don't listen to their tapes. Hello? Amen. Be real simple. If everybody would do that, then we wouldn't have all the confusion that we have. And that's what Paul was talking about. See, there were a lot of people that were going around teaching all kinds of confusing doctrines. And they were pulling in a little bit of Christ, and they were pulling in a little bit of Judaism, and they were pulling in a little bit of this ism, and a little bit of that ism, and then throwing in a little bit of their own thinking, and coming up with all these doctrines. Paul said, avoid those that are causing divisions and teaching doctrines contrary to those which you have learned. That means, and he said in another place, he said, if I or somebody else come teaching doctrines contrary to which I have already taught you, count it for nothing. And I think sometimes we get ourselves out of confusion and out of trouble if we would do that. But there are a lot of people today that are going around saying, oh, you've got to confess every sin you have ever done. And they talk about getting involved in inner healing. You need, you know, they say, now you need to sit down here and drag out all the things you ever done in your life. All your past sins and confess them. Well, I tell you what, most of us don't have to drag up the old ones. We got enough new ones to take care of. Ain't no use going back and dragging up something in the past we haven't taken care of today. But you see, dragging up all your old sin is not going to do anything. All it's going to do is bring condemnation on you. The Word of God says there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. You see, what we need to do is to realize that those have been covered by the love, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God has covered those. They're forever forgiven, forever washed away. The Bible says in Galatians 6:1, brethren, if any man be overtaken in a fault, ye are you which are spiritual. Restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Ye which are spiritual? Are you which are spiritual? In other words, Paul says here that if you don't restore one in a spirit of meekness, then you're not spiritual. That's somebody that you know was actually overtaken in a fall, stumped their toe. If you don't restore them, forgive them, you're not spiritual. I didn't say it. Read the Bible. I didn't say it. Paul said it in Galatians. And we know that all Scripture is inspired by God Himself, right? That's one of our fundamental doctrines of belief in this church. Ye which are spiritual means us that have been born again by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it means. Restore one in a spirit of meekness. Consider thyself, lest you be tempted. In other words, show love, lest you be overtaken in temptation your own self. But you know what the first thing that most people want to do when they hear that somebody's done something? They don't tell somebody else about it. They run and grab the telephone. They don't want to cover the fault with love or silence and restore the individual. They want to talk about his faults. I remember a minister of the gospel that I was friends with years ago, a young man. He had fallen in sin. He had straightened it all out with everybody that was there, his wife and everybody else. And he'd been straightened out for some time. But he had talked to several different elders and people, but he got to feeling guilty because he didn't tell the leadership of his particular denomination. So he went and told them. So they pulled him. I mean, here's a man that's doing a tremendous job. The thing happened a year and a half, 2 years ago, and he's doing a tremendous job for God now. Ask for forgiveness and so forth and so on. They pull him off the field, send a letter to every preacher in the country, tell him now he's going, we bringing him off the field and so forth and so on, and we want to restore him. How do you restore anybody? By telling all their past. You know what I'm talking about? Then in the next breath we say, oh Lord, meet our every need according to your word of God. And yet here we are talking about everybody. You're not going to have your needs met. Faith's not going to work for you. You're not walking in love. You're talking about people. And we got to learn something about the love of God from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Now we realize that this particular verse of Scripture, or these 13 verses in this 13th chapter, are actually just part of chapter 12 and chapter 14. But we can learn some things about the love of God from this chapter. And we need also to realize that if you want the gifts of the Spirit to operate correctly in your life, then you need to have love. A lot of people operate gifts of the Spirit, and that's what Paul was talking about, because these carnal, there was nobody any more carnal than the Corinthians, and yet they had all kinds of signs and wonders and moving of the Spirit and everything else. That should immediately tell us that just because we have these things happening is no sign that somebody is a spiritual giant. If you know how to yield to the Spirit of God, you can get involved with God. And then besides that, God is merciful. He shows mercy on us. Even old King Saul, when he wasn't even living right, but see, he had been anointed. See, back in the Old Testament, the only ones that were anointed was the king, the prophet, and the priest. That's the only ones that were anointed. And they were anointed with an outward sign of oil being poured upon them. And as that oil was poured upon them, that was a signification that they were anointed by the Holy Spirit. Now, they had it upon them. We have it within. See? And yet, he wasn't even living right, but he got down where the school of the prophets was, and what happened? He began to prophesy. Why? Because he knew that anointing, and he knew how to hook up with it. And then besides that, you know what? There are a lot of people. They come to church and somebody says, well, we know they don't do this and they don't do that and they don't do the other. But how long does it take to repent before God? Amen. How do you know they didn't sit there and repent? And then because somebody else won't yield to the Spirit, they do. And then everybody's trying to understand why that person gave a message out. Well, one of the reasons they did is because they yielded to the Spirit and God wanted to move. Amen. And he couldn't get somebody else to move. And then sometimes he can't afford to use some of these other people that are in church all the time, that they're every time the door's open, because you see, they're always sticking their thumbs there and saying, now see, if you're faithful like I am and a good spiritual individual, then it gives the Spirit a move in your life. Well, you see, that's spiritual pride. A lot of people are not being used of God because every time they get used of God, they can't. When they go by the coat rack and the hat rack and they pick up their hat, they can't even get it on their head.
I'm something special. I've been used of God. I give a message in church this morning.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD entitled, How to Activate God's Power. We're also offering Kenneth W. Hagin's Slimline book, The Master Restorer, God Will Do It Again. Also in this offer is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD, You Can Have Success. And lastly, Craig Hagin's CD entitled, Have Faith in God. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Faith 99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
If you're interested in going to Rhema Bible College, you can go right now to rbtc.org/apply. Yes. You can apply for the fall enrollment of September the 3rd, I think, when it starts, 2024. Mm-hmm. Or you can also apply for the spring, January of 2025. Just go there. All the information is there for you.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, Love, Faith's Firm Foundation. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.